Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversation with the Riders. Come on now, you know the rest. Establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately, my girlfriend, my beautiful, beautiful wife, my everything, Katasha Riley, she cannot be with us today because she is at the Overflow Salon and Barbershop holding it down for Team Riley. Hey, listen. Hey, we're broadcasting all the way from Columbus, Georgia to Eufaula, Alabama, where the Gators grow and surrounding areas. Now, today's Sunday conversation is near and dear to my heart. Why is it near and dear to your heart, Riley? Because we're talking about helping kids. We're talking about helping families and some of the programs and some of the things that this amazing organization offers. In the studio, I have with me the man, the myth, the legend, none other than Mr.
Jarvis J. Bo Hamilton.
J. Bo. And the beautiful
Sydney Hawk.
Sydney Hawk?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Sydney Hawk. You and akin to the other Hawks?
Not from here.
Okay, all right then. Okay, today's Sunday conversation is entitled United with the United Way.
Love it.
I came up with that off the top of my head. United with the United Way. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, Mrs. Hawk.
Yes, sir.
Cindy.
Sydney,
how have you been doing?
I've been doing great.
Outstanding.
It's my favorite time of year.
Favorite? Why?
All of our babies are coming home to us.
Okay, outstanding. Okay, Mr. Jarvis Hamilton, how have you been doing? What you been up to, Jarvis?
Preparing for the upcoming school year. So we spend the whole summer preparing for the school year.
Okay, can I call you Reb?
You can call me whatever you want to call me, Riley.
Okay, I'm going to call you Reb Hamilton. Okay. Well, just in case you just joining us, we're in the studio with United Way with Mr. Jarvis Hamilton and Mrs. Hawk. And we're going to be putting out a lot of great information on this show. So stay tuned, hold up with us, and we're about to get down with the get down. First and foremost, what is the United Way? What is the function of the United Way?
So United Way is a nonprofit here in Columbus, Georgia. We are, Jarvis and I are here representing Community Schools United, which is a strategy of United Way where we push into local schools to transform them into hubs of service.
Outstanding. Now, you mentioned that United Way was a 501c3, correct?
Yes, sir.
So that means that do you take donations?
We do.
Do you need volunteers?
We do.
Okay, now is there a P.O. box, a number, an email, or something like that if someone wanted to donate their time or donate their money that's available for the listening audience?
Yes, sir. So we're at P.O. Box 1157, Columbus, Georgia, 31902. And you can find us online at www.unitedcv.org.
Okay, now is there a background check required?
Not for our one-time volunteer opportunities.
Okay, but we're looking for more than just one-time career volunteers, correct?
We do have opportunities that would require a background check. So if you're going to be in the schools with us on a consistent basis, then, of course, we would want to run a background check. So there's something for everybody.
Okay, no credit check, but we're running a background check,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Okay, then that is outstanding. Now, Mrs. Hawk, how long have you been with United Way?
So I started with United Way as an intern during my undergrad. I was going to school for social work and then was invited to come back on to do community schools 6 years ago after grad school.
Outstanding. Now, Mrs. Hall, why the United Way?
United Way is a family. So I just cannot say enough about how much I love what I do. And Jarvis here is a huge part of that. I'm able to work with people like him every single day, able to push into our community and meet so many new faces, walk alongside our students and families. So, you know, we're a part of the community, and being a part of something bigger than yourself is really special.
You know, I love the word you said. United Way is about family. And we're definitely about family. Family means a lot to me and my wife. Now, Mr. Jarvis, you Jarvis, I know you on a personal level, and Jarvis Hamilton is one of the most dedicated, honest, forthright individuals you ever meet in the city of Columbus or surrounding areas. Now, his fishing skills, I don't know, but he is a good guy. And Jarvis, you could have really done anything in the city that you wanted to do, because you're that talented, and I know you have a heart for the people and the people in the community. So I'm gonna ask you the same question, Jarvis. Why the United Way?
So this specific job that I did, it kind of like speaks to my why. And so I didn't even know it existed, but when I saw it, my wife saw it. She told me about it, and it was like, it's something that I've been doing a long time in partnership with the Rileys. We were doing life skills in the schools, so it kind of was like the backbone of my decision, because it was something I was already doing. And so I started doing it, and it, when I say it spoke to my why, is helping families, helping students, and helping the community all at the same time. Like, we really building families from the bottom all the way to the top.
Man, I love that. Now, people know you in the city, Jarvis, but what exactly do you do for, are you the president? What do you do for the United Way?
I'm not the president, but what I do is, so I'm stationed inside a school, Brewer Early Innovation Academy, and we have other schools, Martin Luther King, Dorothy Height, and we have Phoenix City Elementary, and now we're into Eddie Miller School. But what I do is I help my kids get and my families get resources, bring different partners inside the school, and we help with the social-emotional aspect of it.
Okay, now what type of resources are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, a place to stay? We're talking about medical? We're talking about vision? What are we talking about?
Anything that we can do to keep the kid in school, whether it's housing, utilities, find a job, getting a GED, going back to school, whatever they need, we try to help provide it.
Now, Mrs. Hawk, the services that United Way offer, why is that important for the learning aspect of the child?
So we often talk about how the students that we are serving and walking with carry with them an invisible backpack, one that you can't see with the naked eye. And so we know that our students are carrying with them burdens into the school building. Ultimately, we just want them to be kids. We don't want them to have to carry that weight on their shoulders. So that's what we're there to do, is to dismantle that backpack. You can't expect a kid to sit in their chair, learn, participate, or even show up to sit in that chair if they're hungry, sick, or scared. And so we want to be there to eliminate that for them so that they can show up and learn.
For the adult audiences out there listening, just imagine how you are when you're hungry. Like the Snickers commercial, you're not yourself when you're hungry. So imagine a child not fully developed, immature, don't really understand what's going on, and they're trying to learn, and the teachers are doing a great job teaching, but the child is hungry. The child's sleeping on the floor. And so what the United Way does is vital in this community. So I really want you to pay attention to what they're saying on this interview. And if you can, we're going to talk about how you can donate your money, how you can donate your time, and some other things. And just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, the name of our show is United with the United Way. And I'm in the studio with Mr. Jarvis Hamilton, a.k.a. Reb, and Mrs. Hawk. All right? So the next question. For listeners who may not be familiar with United Way of the Chattahoochee Valley, can you tell us your mission statement and your impact on our community?
So our mission statement is to reduce poverty. A lot of those barriers that I was talking about and the weight that our students carry with them are rooted in poverty. So when we sit with our families to learn about what they are experiencing, that's what we're finding. This is things that are beyond their control. It's the circumstances that they're currently living. And so that's our mission overall, is to reduce poverty, because we know that there's a lot that is tied just to their situation and circumstance.
Now, is this program, I know Jarvis, you mentioned you're in two or three schools or just one?
So I'm in one, but we have a person in 3 other schools and about to be 4.
Okay, now how can we make this like citywide? Is there like a vision board? Are we heading that way?
I would love for that to be on a vision board. Our current vision is to, we don't want our families that we're servicing to experience that cliff effect. So we're focused on following them through their educational journey, which is why we're really excited to be going to Eddy Middle School this year. It's our first middle school. We're excited to follow our students into middle school and walk alongside them there.
Now who's the principal? Is Ebony the principal there?
She is not, so they just got a new principal this okay. school year. His name is Mr. Hughes, and okay. we're really, really excited to be working with him.
Outstanding. So we're looking forward to that. Now, that's a great segue to the next question. As students head back to school, what are some of the biggest needs you're seeing among local children and families, and how can the community help?
So, as always, the need is, like, the outside of the notebook and pencil and paper thing, the other needs are part of that invisible backpack that Sydney was talking about, things that that they need at home, like the assistance with the utilities and the assistance with the clothes and uniforms and things like food, all that is still the things that they need. So those will always be needed for our kids.
Outstanding, and I love it. Again, how can people donate their time or resources to the United Way? What are some of the point of contact information?
So online you'll find, again, at unitedcv.org, you'll find a lot of information about other programs and services that we offer at United Way, and be able to get in touch with each school's community school coordinator or myself. Each school has an array of different volunteer opportunities. We love inviting people inside the school to work alongside us. You know, time is extremely valuable. So we offer different opportunities to interact with the students through reading in the classroom. Jarvis was just talking about mentoring opportunities. Over at MLK Elementary School, we do a monthly walking school bus, and I'm going to pass it to Jarvis so he can talk about that, because that was kind of his baby that he grew. But people love coming out to that early in the morning, walking students to school.
Yeah, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Jarvis Hamilton, you started the walking school bus. So we definitely want to but before we get started, I want to know, Jarvis, what was the inspiration behind the walking school bus?
So the school that I started at, MLK, is in the middle of a neighborhood. And so we had over 100 kids that was walking to school every day. And not only they were walking, it was super dark when they walked. And it wasn't lights, bright lights. So they was walking in the dark, like literally in the dark. So the walking school bus was an opportunity for people in the community to volunteer, and we would do it the first Friday of each month, and they would meet early in the morning, like 6:45, and we would put on our orange vests, get flashlights, and we would walk the major roads that they walk, and we would walk the kids to school, have conversations with them. So they would tell us everything during those walks, because they loved it. And they would have little stickers on, something Sydney started. They had on stickers and just having conversation. And, you know, the parents send their kids to school in hopes that, A, they make it to school mm-hmm. safely, and B, they make it back home. And so that was just a way for the community to see. We couldn't do it every day, but certain days we had people in the neighborhood. So the neighborhood loved it, and all the volunteers and kids loved it too.
So what the inspiration was, it was dark, and you wanted the kids to have a safe space going to school.
Yes, and in that process, we sent letters to the city and got bright lights put there also. So it helped in a way. When the volunteers went walking with us, we talked about that and got lights put out there.
I love that. That's kind of like the starfish theory. Like, if one person, Jarvis, one man, but he decided to make a difference. And you see how that thing snowballed in his city-sponsored lights. And so you can make it. I was talking about this in a barbershop today. Instead of complaining about certain things that's going on around you or in the city, whatever, make a difference where you planted at. Start at home, make a difference, and let that thing snowball and go out like roots. But anyway, let me get to the next question. I want to talk about maybe a story about how the United Way made a difference in a child's life. We're not mentioning names, but how you met a child and, let me talk about the Overflow Sweepers program. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we get kids to come in, I'm trying to find a word. They are introverts. They really don't speak, no eye contact, don't want to shake the hand and stuff like that. But over the course of time, once you gain a child's trust, a person's trust, then they start to come out their shell. And now you're finding out, oh, you like to draw, or you like to sing, or, you know, and the grades start coming up and, you know, they get out their shell. And I know a lot of these programs, you know, are like that. And so the United Way is it's a global thing, right?
It is.
Okay. So let's talk about, is there a particular story?
So there's one story that I talk about a lot. This is my last time talking about it. And that's one of our kids who lost a parent. Well, she lost her parents to murder. That morning, came to school and she lost her parent to murder, but she lost her brother in the process, her baby brother. And so we had to be on alert, handle that. It was a long process, you know, and after that, she became like a person that we followed. She went to middle school last year, and she was one of those people who was super quiet. And after that, as you know, she went into a shell. And so now she's starting to come out. I turned into her Thanksgiving family and Christmas family, different things like that. But it, through like United Way helping, like she was able to like come out of her shell.
I definitely can see that from your organization. Like my organization, nowhere near as big as United Way.
It is.
But I do know this. I know that even though we're all trying to make a difference in the community, especially in children's lives, I don't know about you, but I can't help but get emotionally connected to these young people. And how do you, I can't separate it. I can't separate the mentoring program from me being a dad and a granddad. It intertwines. I can't separate it. And I take it home with me. And, you know, you see a situation and it wears on you. It's in that invisible backpack, my invisible backpack. And I'm like, man, child, I can see, you know, they haven't eaten nothing. I can see, you know, their clothes are not clean. That stuff wears on me. So how do you separate maybe a situation that day from coming home and decompressing and trying to get in your woosah mode? Do you separate it or do you take it home with you?
I don't think you ever fully separate it. This is hard work. And so you want to be there. You want to be in it. That's just part of it. I think it is helpful to know that you're never in this alone. Like you mentioning Overflow, United Way isn't doing this alone. It takes everybody. And I think that's the beautiful thing about what we do is we're just an access point for the community inside the school. So when we're experiencing these things, you know, Jarvis was the point person that day, and it still weighs heavily on him. Like he said, he talks about it a lot, but yeah. He had other people that he was able to invite into that circle to walk alongside those families and bond through that experience. So you're not in it alone, but I don't think you ever fully separate it.
I love it. What about you, Jarvis? Do you? I mean, I know you know you try to fish, so
that's definitely where I was going with it. I go fishing, regardless of what Mr. Riley says. I go fishing, but you never get rid of it. Everybody you deal with becomes a part of your family, and everywhere you go, you see people who you've helped partner with, and it's just an extension. Now you never really, even though you take little peace breaks, you never really get rid of it.
You know, Ms. Hawk, you mentioned this thing is called heart work. And what I love about being a mentor, what I love about giving back to your community, especially with the youth. I love when you go somewhere like to the mall or to the movies and you say, hey, Mr. Riley, hey, Mr. Hamilton. And you remember this person was young, like a little joker. Now they're grown. Some of them have kids, but they still remember some of the lessons that you taught them. They still remember some of the conversations that you taught them. And so you're walking around here literally like a little light to them, because they look at you like you are a president or somebody who's very important just because you took time to listen. And a lot of times these young people, it's not about whether or not you have the answer. It's you take time to care to listen to what they got going on. You know? So that's one of my enjoyments when I'm out in the community and somebody say, hey, Mr. Riley, or they yell overflow, and they'll tell me, some of these kids come to me and they telling me something that I told them, I have no idea I ever said that. None. And I'm clueless. Mr. Riley, you remember you told me? I'm like, no, I don't remember that. But those are the stories y'all hear.
Yeah, I got my first hug of the school year yesterday.
See?
And I'm ready for all of the ones to come next week as they start coming back in. For those that don't know Jarvis, how tall are you?
I'm 6'6".
And I'm 5 foot. And at his school, he's with the youngest babies. His school is pre-K through second grade. And so you picture Jarvis, 6'6", with a tiny four-year-old. But those are who are hugging on his leg mm-hmm. every single day. And that's just what makes
he is a lovable guy.
A big teddy bear.
Now, in closing, Ms. Hawk and Mr. Jarvis, a.k.a. Rail, is there anything that you guys might want to say to the listening audience? Maybe something they don't know, maybe something we didn't cover?
So what I would say, like, for any person who needs any type of assistance, if you need any assistance, don't be scared to ask for it. A lot of times people don't know, they can't see their invisible backpack, so they don't know. Our job is to kind of try to notice it anyway, but if we don't see it, you really can't get the help if you don't ask, and there's a lot of resources out there for the people.
Do y'all work with Feed in the Valley as far as like the backpacks program? Know what I'm talking about?
The buddy packs.
Okay. I love that program. Love, shout out to Feed the Valley. They're doing a lot of great work in the community, and you can actually partner with them. But we're talking about United Way, so go ahead, Ms. Hall.
I would, I just wanted to comment on what Jarvis said, because that would be similar. It's a strength to ask for help, and you aren't defined as a person by the experiences that you may be going through. We are all one circumstance away from needing to ask for help ourselves. So there's strength in asking for a helping hand, and you have people in our community that are willing to walk alongside of you.
Most definitely. Hey, listen, this has been Gerald Riley with Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns, or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.